You just watched the Wexford Camogie Girls beat Offaly. There was a lot of good things about the performance, and then, you know, strangely, they went 30 minutes and only scored 3 points, I think, in the 30-minute period. And sometimes, I suppose, when you get a start, as I said to Kevin, that subconsciously maybe you switch off a little bit.
Yeah, no, we got a great start, Liam, and then there's a few things kind of happened after that. We let Offaly kind of get back into it, and Ciara O'Connor picked up a booking as well early in the match, so she was would have to mind herself as well. With that, so off we came back into the match, but there was lots of positive signs there for Wexford. Some very good performance. So Ciara O'Connor played very well. Young Orla Sinnott from Ferns in midfield, I was very impressed with her today. Mm-hmm. And she's another player that's been brought on this year, and can only bode well for Wexford Camogie. But we looked very dangerous if we could get the ball into our full forward line. We have the experience of Katrina Parrick and Joanne Dillon as well, actually clinical finisher. And Acorn again played very well, got some lovely points. And Kate Kerwin, who's a workhorse, will go through a mountain of work for you. So there's loads of positive signs, but the only thing that would kind of raise a little red flag is that period where we didn't score, for nearly half an hour.
A stronger team might punish you, and that's no disrespect to Offaly. I was impressed with the way they went about playing the game too. Their passing was good.
You would say if Offaly, in that period, they kind of went for goals more than points, and if they'd taken their chances with points, it would have been level or, even a point ahead, and it would have brought them back into that match and given them that extra lift. But Wexford then, literally after that, just took off, and we finished the match very well. The goal from the penalty really knocked the stuffing out of Offaly after that, because that push, I think, was 6 points.
Dubious penalty, I felt.
Yeah, you'd like to see it again. You'd love to.
The Offaly player had the ball.
Yeah, she was coming out with the ball, and it was Jackie Quigley who she ran into, but the ref said she made no attempt.
I think it was Michaela Morgan.
Was it? No attempt to get around her. Like, Jackie stood her ground. But
Jackie's hard to get around. Yeah, no disrespect to her. She's a big, strong woman.
Yeah, no, she's a fine athletic build of a lady, and a lot of skill and talent as well. Like, when she came in, she had some lovely, I think she scored 1 point. I'm not sure now, but she had one or two attempts at goal as well, or points. But and the Wexford emptied the bench then as well, and Mag Byrne, who came on, she got a goal. We upped it, kind of introducing the subs as well. Linda Bulger came in as well, and she got the goal from the penalty. But I would have to say, even though you'd be worried about that little period in the middle of the match where we kind of went asleep, but we finished the match really strongly, and there was lots of positive signs out there.
Yeah, and without being disrespectful to what's gone on before, we are coming from a low base, strangely enough, actually, with Camogie, aren't we?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this for a while. I think a lot of the problem probably was that we needed two or three older, experienced players there to blend in with.
Like Mary Lacey, to stay longer and players like that.
Yeah, and like they gave Kira a huge... they gave a huge amount. Like, Ciara was there for a long time, but... even Katrina Kapara coming back this year, like, you can see the confidence that she gives to the players around her and how she brings players into a game. And if you had one or two more, scattered throughout that team, I think it would help to settle them. So, but listen, it is what it is, and those girls have given a huge amount to Wexford Camogie over the last few years. So we were probably missing that in the last year or two to bring those players on, but we can see signs of it. And it's taken that little bit longer, but it is a work in progress. And as I said, very impressed with some of the players here that are coming through.
Yeah, we had to Tipperary next week. Now, if Tipperary win tomorrow, Wexford are into the quarterfinals. I think if they can beat Tipperary next week, then I think they're straight through to a semi-final. So, I mean, it is progress, isn't it?
It is. And, you have to remember as well, we're missing Sarah O'Connor, who picked up a leg injury 6 weeks ago, and you'd be hoping that she'll be back, come the latter end of the championship as well. Like, she's one of our outstanding players as well. To get to a semi-final, I would think would be a massive achievement. Mm-hmm. It really would.
And then if you get to a semi-final, anything can happen.
Yeah, and it's on a given day, like as you said, literally anything can happen in a one-off match. But Tipperary, it'll be interesting to see how we go against Tipperary, because
they beat Offaly by 11 or 12 points, I think.
They gave Offaly a good beating last week.
The reality is, we could have today and maybe should have. Scoreline doesn't do Offaly's justice to how Offaly played those two late goals. Penalty probably switched the game out towards Wexford's favour again.
Yeah, it did. But, next week will definitely give us a marker as to where we are. And how much work and how much we've come on. So that's going to be a very interesting match. And the winners of that match, I would think, will be straight into a semi-final, which would be it'd be massive for Wexford Camogie as well if we can get one over Tipperary next weekend.
Thanks, Stella. Thanks for your time. And we look forward to the next couple of weeks. Wexford Camogie team with a fine win here in Chadwick's Wexford Park, 4-10 to 15 points final score.